Good morning, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James R. Floyd. This goes to Matthew Lucas, FNP. On 12/29/22, Mr. Floyd performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the ONH bronchodilators, the forced capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/3/22, there's been no significant change, period. On the current study, the air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Robert Perdue, P-E-R-D-U-E. This goes to the VA on 12/29/22. Mr. Perdue performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 387 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 92%, period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Perdue. This goes to the VA. On 12/29/22, Mr. Perdue performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the ONH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. And paragraph compression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Kelly Stutz, S-T-U-T-T-S. This goes to the VA on 12/29/22. Mr. Stutz performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 380 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 88%, period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kelly Stutz. This goes to the VA on 12/29/22. Mr. Stutz performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the ONH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jean, J-E-A-N-N-E, Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 12/29/22, Mrs. Terrell performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the ONH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 8/23/22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component and showing no progression, period. Thank you.